This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. There was another terror attack against Israel on Thursday when two gunmen opened fire at a bus stop in Jerusalem. Hamas has claimed responsibility, saying the two gunmen were Hamas members, saying in a statement the operation came as a natural response to unprecedented crimes conducted by the occupation, citing Israel's military campaign in Gaza. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken referencing the attack during a joint appearance with Israel's president on Thursday.
We're reminded yet again by the events in Jerusalem today of the threat from terrorism that Israel and Israelis face every single day. And like you, my heart goes out to the victims of this attack.
Police said the two gunmen who carried out the attack were from annexed East Jerusalem and were shot dead at the scene near a bus stop on the western side of the city. The UN COP28 climate summit is underway.
Let history reflect the fact that this is the presidency that made a bold choice to proactively engage with oil and gas companies.
COP28 President Sultan Al-Jaber talking about the fact that major world oil companies have been given a seat at the climate conference table. Coinciding with the start of the summit, the UN Weather Agency said Thursday that 2023 is all but certain to be the hottest year on record ever, warning of worrying trends that suggest increased floods, wildfires, glacier melt, and heat waves are in the Earth's future. This is VOA News.
The next speaker is Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Russian Federation, Sergei Lavrov.
At the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe summit in Skopje, some delegates left the room as the Russian foreign minister began his address on Thursday. Lavrov's invitation to the summit faced backlash from some countries who boycotted the event, and Bulgaria, which prevented the Russian foreign minister from flying over its territory on his way to the event. Lavrov told the meeting that OSCE was on the brink of a precipice and that the West was killing the chances of reviving the group. Ukraine officials say Russian missiles tore through apartment buildings in East Ukraine's Donetsk region overnight. AP correspondent Charles Deladesma.
The strikes killed at least one person and buried families under rubble, with rescue workers using excavators and clearing away debris. The officials say the Kremlin's forces continue to pound the fiercely contested area with long-range weapons. Ukraine's interior minister reported on Thursday that the Russian military simultaneously launched six S-13 missiles that struck three Donetsk cities. The cities lie 15 to 25 miles from the front line. Ukrainian officials said recently that Russian forces have ramped up attacks in the area in an attempt to gain ground near two other key cities, Avdiivka and Bakhmut. I'm Charles Deladesma.
Two major figures from U.S. political history in the news this Thursday. In Plains, Georgia, former First Lady Rosalynn Carter was laid to rest and Henry Kissinger has passed away. We begin in the U.S. state of Georgia.
With only close friends and family invited to attend funeral services at Maranatha Baptist Church, well-wishers from around the country lined the streets of Plains, Georgia to honor former First Lady Rosalynn Carter.
I just wanted to make sure I was here to pay my respects to Rosalynn after all she has done for this country and for the world.
Suzanne Taylor traveled more than 1,100 kilometers from Buffalo, New York, to attend the Atlanta tribute services earlier in the week. And now, Mrs. Carter's final journey through Plains.
Having been in Plains on many visits, it was very heartbreaking for me to see everybody walking Rosalynn and Jimmy down the road, knowing it was Rosalynn's last trip home.
In a moment that paid tribute to the Carters' historic walk down Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C., during the inauguration parade in January 1977. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Plains, Georgia.
More news on our website. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA.